Hey, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, ladies and gents. This is boy Casanova over from Orlando, Florida, on this awesome international podcast, Good Wine and Great Laughs, Season 8, Episode 12. And today's topic is an upgrade on the Goon Squad cops that finally got what they deserve. You know shortly the type of wine I am drinking, so ladies and gents, let's get this party started. Let's go! And once again, ladies and gentlemen, this is your boy Casanova from Orlando, Florida, on this awesome international podcast, Good Wine and Great Laughs, Season 8, Episode 12. And once again, today's episode is an update on the Goon Squad cops that finally got what they deserve. And today is Saturday, March 23rd, 2024, and the weather here in Orlandito will be with rain showers early in the morning, with some sunshine later in the day, with the possibility of some thunders. Highs of 81, lows of 61 degrees, ladies and gents. And before I start talking about the topic of the day, ladies and gents, I have to talk about the wine of the day here at Casa Casanova. And ladies and gents, today I have a wine from Portugal. It's called the Quinta do Vale. It's a premium red wine. And according to the label in the back, it states that this is a red wine. And it states that in down region, there is a sub-region called Serra da Estrela, translated to English, probably the Star Hill, which altitude matched with the singular red indigenous grapes produced this unique wine with intense ruby color, aroma of red fruits, and toasted notes and coconut. Structured mouth with spicy nuances and long, smooth finish. This wine is a vintage of 2019. Alcohol percentage per volume is 13%. It states that this wine also contains sulfites and what I'm going to do is also, ladies and gents, because this wine is from Portugal, I don't know where you can find in your region. Here in Orlando, Florida, I found this on the Brazilian supermarket that I always go to. And what I'm going to do for you guys, if you go to my YouTube channel, under the description, you're going to see the information about this wine as well as the websites that you can see where you can find on your area. It says right here that this wine was imported, also, I just saw this right now, by Ideal Wines and Liquors in New Bedford, Massachusetts. So up north you may find that, but once again, I'll put the website of this wine company on my YouTube channel under the description, alright? So help you out if you want to find that. So let me see what this wine is all about. Ooh la la! I like this dark ruby color. Very nice. Ruby. I like the nose. Smell nice. Ladies and gentlemen, I can say that this wine has a level of tannins that you can feel your tongue have that dry feeling, but it's not that bad in my opinion. And I do like this wine, ladies and gents. Wine in this type right here, I would drink this wine and have some grilled meat, such as grilled steak, grilled chicken, some nice grilled pork chops, anything meat that can throw on the grill and cook it. This wine, in my personal opinion, is going to be a good pairing for this wine. It's a little bit semi-dry, and there's no sweetness on that wine, but if you like wine like that, such as Malbec, you know, Cabernet Sauvignon, you're going to like this wine. So if you like sweet wine, this wine's not for you. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, like I say, every Saturday, the picture of this wine bottle is going to be available on all my social media, such as Instagram, Facebook, and the LinkedIn. As well, you can see a nice image of my YouTube channel. There's a summary of today's episode. You're going to see an image of the wine bottle. So if you'd like to purchase, you just go to my YouTube channel, or go to my Instagram or my social media, you're going to see the picture, and then you can decide what to do with this information. All right, so let's just jump on today's topic, ladies and gents. And for those, before I play the audio of it from Dr. Rashad Ritchie, I just let you know that today is just the update after the cops got sentenced. So if you don't remember the whole situation, he's going to give an update about this whole situation. But also, last year when the story broke out, I made an episode about it. So if you want to listen to the episode, if you go to any platform that you listen to my podcast, you can go to Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, and the topic of the podcast is also the Goon Squad got what they deserve. And that was the first one, like I said, today's the update, but the first one was launched on August 19, 2023. So if you see the date, go all the way to August. If you want to listen to the entire information of the crimes that those cops committed, and then you can listen to them also, the update. But it's up to you. I'm just giving information. If you want to collect the whole information, the whole story in full display, go back to my first episode as far as this matter is concerned. And it was launched on August 19, 2023. So, enough say, let me stop here my background music and let's jump right on the topic. Okay. Here we go.
Remember the cops who decided to torture black men? We were the first to bring this story nationally, and we interviewed the men who were tortured by these cops. Let me take you to part of the interview as a reminder. Here it is. Michael C. Jenkins was in the hospital after he was shot in the mouth, by one of the deputies. Jenkins was left for dead. Essentially, his deputies rendered no aid to help him whatsoever. I remember the picture of Mr. Eddie Parker, Terrell's injuries, the crime scene of January 24th, 2023. Again, six officers entered the residence of Jenkins and Parker without a warrant, alleging they were there to carry out a late drug raid that resulted in both black men being beaten, sexually assaulted, waterboarded, assailed with racial slurs and shot with tasers, roughly 90 minutes or more, all while handcuffed. Accusations of them dating white women were hurled. Items found at the crime scene, a sexual device on the left, eggs on the right. After officers attempted to sexually assault the men with the sexual device, both men were forced to shower together. Eggs were also hurled at the two men. There's actually more. This is me talking directly to those victims.
I was ecstatic. Yeah, I was felt vindicated, you know, for every word, you know, that was said as far as our, you know, implications on what happened to us and what we went through. I felt, you know, finally, you know, something was coming out of it. I'm still kind of in shock, you know. It was a battle yesterday, just thinking about, you know, the end, you know, coming to a near, you know, for them being charged, you know, and then, I mean, finally, you know, saying, you know, I mean, yeah, we did this to these guys, you know, and, I mean, we were wrong, so, I mean, there's nowhere they can hide, you know, no other way, you know, no other time, you know, they can get away from just sitting back and not, you know, saying anything, like, you know, we were just making this up, you know. I felt, I mean, I still don't know the feeling that I feel, but I know justice is being, you know, done.
That was Mr. Eddie P. Terrell with his attorney and also the individual next to the attorney, the other victim. Put up the picture full mass of these criminal cops who have now been brought to justice. When the story first happened, I remember, number one, authentically believing their account, authentically believing they went through everything they went through, and knowing that we needed to bring this to a national audience, and that is exactly what we did here at Indisputable. After we did that, everyone else, all you mainstream news agencies, covered it. We are happy, we are glad that happened. The reason is because we understand the power of transparency, okay? On Wednesday, a U.S. District Judge, Tom Lee, sentenced former Rankin County Sheriff's Deputy Christian Deadman to 40 years in federal prison, and ex-deputy Daniel Opdyke to 17.5 years.
Good.
For their roles in the racist attack on Michael Corey Jenkins and Eddie Terrell Parker during a no warrant house raid. The black men were targeted after a neighbor complained about them staying in a white woman's home. Tuesday, Judge Lee sentenced former ex-deputy Hunter Elwood to 20 years in prison and former Lieutenant Jeffrey Middleton to 17.5 years for their actions in the January 2023 incident. Judge Lee called the former officer's actions egregious and despicable, and said it justified the top of the range under the sentencing guidelines. Ex-deputy Brett McAlpin and a former policeman from the town of Richland, he wasn't even part of that department, he got in on this action. Joshua Hartfield are scheduled to be sentenced very soon. Malik Shabazz, attorney at law, good brother, who represents the victim, said, quote, "Let this be a warning to all police officers in the United States of America. If you allow deputies and officers under your command to go rogue, to commit crimes and to abuse persons, you will be held equally as responsible as the shooter and the abuser." The victims had called for the stiffest sentences and were in court for the sentencing hearing. Eddie Parker said he still struggles with the lasting effects of that night. Michael Corey Jenkins said he felt like justice was beginning to be served and that he's desperate to put this behind him. Their lives are changed forever, no matter what happens, okay? They were tortured for 90 minutes, sexually assaulted, brutalized, forced to shower with each other. These individuals who did this to them are sick and depraved, but it wasn't their first time, I guarantee you that. And they weren't doing it as rogue officers. I believe wholeheartedly they did it with the absolute support of the sheriff. No way in the hell this happens without the support of the sheriff. And if you remember, the sheriff came out and supported them when it first hit the media. And then when stuff got bigger and more evident, that is when they started leadership and law enforcement started to change its tune. I think these individuals should never come out of jail. I believe they should have received even more time than they did. To the men who suffered, our hearts, our prayers, our love, all of that's with you. You all are strong. I can't imagine what you're experiencing, having to show up to court, having to provide statements, having to remind the prosecutor, do your job, prosecute them to the fullest extent of the law. But I'm thankful for your leadership, because what you have done by exposing these cowards, you have created a tapestry of leadership standing up when many would have said, I don't want any of that smoke and I'm not going to say anything. You all spoke up. Thank you. Mr. Mayor, thoughts?
Doc. Yeah. We talked about this earlier when we was on the show together. I think it was last week, about this indiscriminate, unchecked power that police officers have. This is just another gross example of how wrong, but exactly how it was designed to work, how wrong an American policing system is. We don't really have an answer to this, and people can't keep talking about this bad apple. If it's that many produced by this system, maybe we need to uproot all the system. All of these apples, trees, need to be torn and cut down, because it doesn't matter what city, what state, what town, this institution, policing, is failing us epically. And people like this so often have these problems, and without voices like you, and so many times people don't have that voice, people are just left scarred with no remedy.
That's right, man. And you make a great point, Mr. Mayor, when you talk about the bad apple context. And they offer it as to suggest, oh, we got all the bad guys now. This one case right here, yep, that was it. Nothing else to see here, people. Turn the other way. But they betray themselves in their own narrative. What happens with a bad apple when you don't remove it out the bag? It makes every other apple bad. And so this is what you've done. You've allowed these individuals to work at your department for 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 years. And you don't think they've spoiled the bunch? They've been in the bag too long. Now your culture has been corrupted. Damn what it says policy-wise. Culture eats policy alive every day of the week.
All right, ladies and gents, I saw the quick update on this case. I got a few things to talk about that, but before I start talking and give you my 2 cents, let me pour me some of this good wine over here. So I can state my mind on this situation. All right, ladies and gents. My main thing is this. Sometimes some corrupt cops are so comfortable on the situation of get away with the wrong things that they do, that they really, really think that they're untouchable. I was just mentioning a show that's on TV. I saw season one, the show called The 61st Street. Ladies and gents, it's on the AMC network, and also the new season. But if you want to catch up with the first season and watch for free, you can watch on the CW app and watch for free. So, and that's a scene on the season one. That is, he's not the chief of the police, but I believe he's like the squad leader in that case, in that particular, when he's going to court, and his testimony, he's so confident that nothing's going to happen because he's done his corrupt way many, many, many times. Until the lawyer proved that he was lying. His testimony was not but lies, because he had a recording of him telling the truth about why they killed somebody that they end up killing in the neighborhood. All right? So I'm just giving an example of this show called The 61st Street to make an analogy in a comparison to those cops right there. So once you hear the whole information, please, ladies, do not forget to go back to the first episode so you can watch the full story of who these cops are, at least some of that, but the whole story and what they did and the whole thing, all right? But for them to be so comfortable to go and do what they did, it seems to me that they were doing this for a long, 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 long time. And the chief of police and the people on the higher leadership were just turned away because, like Dr. Rashad Richie stated, when the story broke up, the chief of police was right there defending those corrupt, human, disgraceful cops. He gave a press conference saying on behalf of the cops, just like on the young man that got killed, Amar, young fellow, I forgot his name right now, there's a young man that got killed that was running on the white neighborhood, and a retired cop and his son decided to chase him and end up killing him, and the cop called the DA, say, hey, I need your help. You know, and then she came, oh, there's nothing to see here. Called the cops and that's it. Until the video show up. And they'll show the full story. And for the cops, in this case, that had the audacity to do what they did, it's because, like I said, once again, my point of view, they were doing this for a long time. But until this time that they got caught. And I've been thinking about, imagine how many other crimes they committed that was reported. And also the crimes against society that they committed and never been reported. For in case of the fear from the victims that they wanted to be involved with other things, with the fear of retaliation from the cops. I'm just going through right there. Because for them to be that bold and do this atrocity against these two black men, that means they were doing that for a long time. And the main thing to the all racist, because the main thing of the phone call that the guys did not know, okay, that's the whole big situation, that these two black guys were in the house, this white woman, and I believe one of the black guys was dating this white lady. And one neighbor, they got mad and called one of the cops from the quote-unquote goon squad to say, hey, that's this white lady here, this white lady, these black people in the house, come check that out. So the racist neighbor called a racist cop that ended up calling others to go there and basically physically and mentally abuse and sexually abused this black man. So, and that's what I say on my YouTube channel, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to say here too, that there's nothing new under the sun, ladies and gents. Always remember that. And we all are, as long as we are living on this earth, we're going to reap the fruits of the seeds that we sow. So, if you plant seeds of hate, of racism, of prejudice, discrimination, corruption, greed, you're going to grow, that seed's going to grow, it's going to become a huge, beautiful tree that will bear fruits. And once these fruits are ripe enough, guess who is going to be eating and tasting the juice nectar of this fruit? It's going to be you. So in the case of those cops, they're corrupt because karma is a bitch and karma is bad at you. So they are getting what they deserve. So the sentence goes started at 17 years. They have the majority. That's according to Dr. Richard Rashad. There's another person, I believe, next week. I believe it's the last one. Then that being sentenced, he gives his final sentencing. But the main person that was in charge of the squad, this cop named Chris something, I didn't even want to acknowledge his last name. That's the one that ended up getting 40 years. 40 years in jail. And I agree with Dr. Rashad Richards because it should be life in jail without the possibility of a parole. That's my personal opinion. Just that's what they deserve. You know? So, now they have 17 to 40 years of reflection in jail. But the main thing is, are they going to change? Or are they going to be even worse human beings that they are once they go to make their time in prison? Because sometimes, you know, you go to jail, end up getting associated with people that think and act like you. So they may encounter some racists in jail. They order for them to protect themselves against other gangs inside prison. You know, more likely they're going to be associated unless they end up being, because they are former cops, then that put them in the confinement area, so they don't have contact with the main population, ladies and gents. That's one thing that I would think. So I did not watch it on TV, the court situation, but I was just glad when I saw the report from Dr. Rashad Richie that they finally, those cops did not get away. Because as we know, in many instances, that cops did the crime, you know, and got away with. Rodney King is a good example of that. Got beat up, they have videos of it, and all the cops end up getting, you know, get away with nothing. And so many cases go on and on and on that cops commit crime against society, but they are not held accountable. So ladies and gents, so just keep in mind, ladies and gents, about the words that I say today. And I hope my words are going to encourage you to reflect on how you live your life and how you select the seeds that you're going to plant. Plant now on the ground so it comes back to you, and I hope you select good seeds to grow in the big, beautiful trees to bear good fruits. That you're the one, once again, that will collect, now harvest, and enjoy the fruits of quote unquote your labor, ladies and gents. And on that note, ladies and gents, I'd like to thank all of you people that listen to this awesome international podcast. Please keep it sharing with all your family and friends. Good Wine and Great Laughs podcast come all the way from the bottle, aiming to be the number one spot. So please feel free to visit my YouTube channel. Leave a comment. Subscribe. Click on the like button on every video that you watch it, because those two clicks is going to help my YouTube channel to grow even faster. I appreciate your support. Once again, this is your boy Casanova. Please be safe, be kind, and be blessed. And I see you next Saturday. Holla! Coming from the bottom, moving straight to the top. Coming with the pull up for the number one spot. Pushing my back like the push I want the block. Holding my girl, sucker, rappers get loose.